many times do we have to do this? How many times do we have to do this? The Minneapolis Catholic school shooter, transgender. The Nashville Christian school shooter, transgender. The Denver STEM school shooter, transgender. The Aberdeen shooter, you guessed it, transgender. The Philadelphia King-Sessing shooter, transgender. The Colorado Springs shooter, non-binary. Let's keep going. The Republican Party firebombing, gender fluid. The Colorado Tesla arsonist, you guessed it, transgender. The Colorado Springs shooter, non-binary. The Iowa school shooter, trans and gender fluid. The AMC movie theater stabber, you guessed it, transgender. The entire 8-man crew who tried to murder Border Patrol agents a month ago in Alvarez, Texas. Transgender Marxist cell. They were living in a commune of transgender men. Which is why the message yesterday, immediately, Lee, from Jacob Frey, who crashed that press conference, shoved everybody aside with his elbows, the first thing he said was not, we love the children, we wish they could be safe. It was, I've heard a lot of trans hate. We don't want to hate anybody. But we do want to look at connections. And the Democrats don't want you to look at those connections. The connections I just laid out that, by the way, Lee, nobody, if you get your news from the lamestream media, you have no idea about the vast majority of what I just read. You may know the Nashville shooter was transgender. They did their level best to keep us from figuring that out by hiding the manifesto, which we only know about because it eventually leaked out.
Right.
The FBI did what they do when the shooter is using exclusively Democrat Party talking points as if she or he recorded them from CNN just that morning. In their manifesto, they swooped in and grabbed it in violation of Freedom of Information Act laws. And this shooter, here's what's interesting about this. This shooter watched this. You can tell this person was inspired by Aubrey Hale. This is a copycat shooting. That was a Presbyterian school. This is a Catholic school. That's the only difference. You can tell there was the inspiration there, and you can tell that shooter studied those shootings. Besides, there's a lot of references to shooters in the manifesto that the shooter admired, studied it, noticed that Democrat law enforcement organizations always go in and get the manifesto, right? When it's embarrassing to Democrats. Now, if there's anything in there you could twist to look like this person's a MAGA shooter, then they put it out right away, immediately. It goes out to the public. But otherwise, so this person obviously knew, Lee, that this manifesto would be hidden by the Democrat Party and their police minions that answer to them. And this person put it on YouTube, page by page by page by page, knowing the Democrat Party's minions, you know, their police departments they control, they can't get the FBI to do it anymore, would come in and take it and hide it. He knew that because he'd studied it. And I'm just getting started today. What were you thinking yesterday when you saw this again?
Well, I watched some of that press conference, and what infuriated me was the political posturing that these politicians were doing with regard to this. I appreciated the law enforcement coming up there and, you know, talking about the details of what's happening. And you know, obviously there was some hesitancy to go into exact details that we have now. But I find it disgusting when these state and national politicians want to get up in front of the media when there is a local community that is suffering and having to deal with this situation. And I do want to comment on the comment that was made about weapons of war. If you go to war with a rifle, a shotgun, or a pistol, you are immediately going to be dead. You cannot participate in war with simply a rifle, a pistol, and a shotgun. And that's the Second Amendment thing that irritated me, but the biggest thing was just these politicians getting up there while you have two dead children and you have parents who are suffering through that they will never recover from, and you have these other families that are dealing with critically injured children and adults as a result of this action here, which was the action of a crazed, mentally unstable individual. End of story.
And kind of in the beginning, it's kind of the beginning of the story too, though, because what do we have? We have another transgender shooter.
Oh, the pattern continues. But the liberal media will say, pattern? What pattern? There's no pattern here.
I finally heard somebody say it this morning, what I say every time one of these happens. I said it last night. Get the toxicology report. I want to know one thing. Were they on cross-sex hormones?
That's an excellent
point. That's what
Tara.
I want.
Tara,
I want it.
That is an excellent point.
Do you know who we still don't have it on? This is crazy. Aubrey Hale. I'm here to tell you, as a person who operated weekly in the Freedom of Information Act zone as a crime reporter, I would find the best stories by going to the coroner and I would pull all their autopsies.
I'll bet that Indian driver that killed the three people in Florida had a toxicology report.
I bet he did. I bet he did. Here's the whole thing. Here's the whole thing. You go pull it from the coroner, okay? They have to do it. They're going to do it on the shooter. They will. They did it on Aubrey Hale. I guarantee you. It's never been released. I've been looking for it for two years now? I've been looking for that tox report. It's amazing that's still withheld because that is the heart of free information. I know that. In Charlotte, I would go pull it every single week, just looking for stories, and I would look at the autopsy report. It would come out within days, and then I'd look at the tox side of it, which is usually in the two to three pages in every single time. Let me tell you what's going to happen in Minneapolis because they control the coroner and they control the police. You're not going to see a toxicology report. I'm going to look for it for the next 2 years for this one too. And I want to know one thing. I want to know about the cross-sex hormones. Let me tell you why. If you do an interesting thing this morning, if you go on even Google, as censored as it is, because Google has that deal with the European Union that they'll censor for them. We know that from Elon Musk telling us that. Even Google admits when you ask, do cross-sex hormones cause schizophrenia-like symptoms? Or you could put it in another way, psychosis. Here's what you'll get. You'll get the Pravda-style blah, blah. While gender-affirming hormone therapy itself does not directly cause schizophrenia, comma, fluctuations in sex hormones and pre-existing vulnerabilities, quote, can play a role in the onset or exacerbation of psychosis. Even Google admits it. And if you'd like to see a screenshot, I put it up helpfully right there on my ex account. Now, they have to say the blah, blah disclaimer, gender affirming care generally improves mental health outcomes for transgender individuals. We know that's a lie. But they even admit on Google, as heavily censored as it is, psychosis and schizophrenia like symptoms. Now, look what else is trending on X right now. Demonic possession. Why? This guy is describing what sounds like demonic possession, only he and the Lord know. Yeah. But if you read the way he felt, classic psychosis. I want to know if this guy was on cross-sex hormones. Here's what he writes. This is what got everybody talking. This is translated from Russian. I feel like there is some kind of God or higher force controlling me. I sometimes notice how I suddenly start writing things that I don't even think of myself. It's as if someone is putting these thoughts in my head. I used to think that all of this was nonsense, but now I'm not sure. Maybe this is really some kind of higher mind that communicates with me this way. I often notice how my body does things automatically as if by itself. I can just walk down the street and suddenly realize I don't even remember how I got there. It scares me, but at the same time makes me curious. Maybe people are all controlled like this by some God or higher force, but they don't notice it. Maybe I am the only one who has noticed it. This start when you started taking the cross-sex hormones? Is that when that started? Listen to this. For women, think Audrey Hale, right? Nashville shooter. We still don't know if she's on cross-sex hormones, right? She looks a lot more masculine than she used to when she was pretty in those pictures, right? I mean, you could tell that her face, she's taken those hormones. We just don't know if she's still on them. For women, when you decrease the estrogen level by putting in male hormones, Google will tell you, Lee, that can trip psychosis in women. Delusions, schizophrenia-like symptoms. In men, it happens when you take the cross-sex hormones, the estrogen, right? And then you stop. When you stop, it trips psychosis. Again, my source is Google. It's up on my X feed. Read it or Google it for yourself. This is right there for anyone who wants to see it. The Democrats know it is. They want to continue sterilizing children with chemical hormones. And so they lie. What are they doing? They're diverting every way. Don't pray. Look at the guns. Look everywhere. Don't talk about the trans community. Yeah, I want to have a conversation about cross-sex hormones. I want to have that conversation. I want to have a conversation about whether, you know what? I'm not a gun banner. You're on cross-sex hormones. You should not have a gun. I'd vote for that legislation. You want to take cross-sex hormones? No gun purchase. None. Because it does this. And they want to pretend it doesn't, but they know it does. It's right there on Google. See, this is the lie. Now we're going to do it again. And Lee, I'm telling you, ask me, just remind me, ask me a year from now, ask me 2 years from now. There will be no toxicology report. There will be none. Even though freedom of information law absolutely covers a toxicology report. Why? Because your tax dollars pay for the coroner's office. They have to give you every single finding or you can sue. But somehow we will never see a toxicology report. Count on it. I'd bet my 401k double or nothing on it. And I'm going to be right on this too. We still haven't seen Audrey Hales. We never will. I just wonder how Democrats arrange these things. They've got their evil little fingers in everything. But God forbid we have a real debate on anything in this country. And why can't we? Because they'd lose. So Democrats coming out, let me translate what they're saying for you and what they mean. From Jen Psaki, they're all speaking off the same Mockingbird script. By the way, I cannot wait. Tulsi Gabbard has told us that Operation Mockingbird is still up and running. That's where the CIA pays reporters. Back then, it was the equivalent of $1 million a year to just parrot propaganda. Rush Limbaugh would have been fascinated by this. Remember how he used to play the clips where they were all saying the same thing? He thought they were Democrat Party talking points. Well, Bob Woodward, remember him? Pulitzer Prize winner, broke the Watergate scandal, also broke the Mockingbird scandal. It's real. You look it up on Wikipedia. But the lie you were told was that it ever ended. It didn't. And Tulsi Gabbard a couple of weeks ago dropped this thing saying, hey, it's still up and going. We're still, wow. And then didn't say anything else. Now I see Mockingbird everywhere. Can you see it? I think it's still running. I think they haven't even found all the money. I think these people are still doing it. And so they're all literally speaking the same words, whether they're tweeting it or saying it. Jen Psaki was out there yesterday, circle back. One of the slickest liars I've ever seen. Former spokesperson for Chairman Ho. And here's what she says. Prayer is not freaking enough. Prayers do not end school shootings. Prayers do not make parents feel safe sending their kids to school. Prayer does not bring these kids back. Enough of the thoughts and prayers. Jacob Fry, the blood has not dried fully yet on the sidewalk. And the Democrat mayor of Minneapolis comes out and speaks oddly the same exact words. What are they? The bullets are flying. The bodies are still warm. Were they all on a phone getting a talking points? Where do they come from? Do they all get a text from their minder? How does this rise? It's fascinating. Here's Jacob Fry, folks.
Don't just say this is about thoughts and prayers right now. These kids were literally praying. It was the first week of school.
Stop this. Thoughts and prayers. The exact words Psaki used. Enough with the thoughts and prayers. You think this isn't coordinated? Probably deep inside some part of our government we still haven't taken control of. Not enough of the thoughts, but not enough. What do they want? They want your guns. That's what they want. They want your guns. Here was the MS Now version of thoughts and prayers. All of it simultaneously. Rush would have been all over this. He would have played this. God, I miss that man.
The thoughts and prayers, I'm so beyond. So beyond that nonsense, the lie of that, because what we have are people who continue to stand in the way of actually doing something to stop the violence against their own kids.
Uh-huh.
It is amazing to me. We watch young kids die in classrooms and now in church, and all we get are thoughts and prayers. What?
That's MS now. They had to rename themselves because they beclown themselves. They used to be MSNBC. Simultaneously, three Democrats, same phraseology, exactly. Somebody wrote it. When Democrats say prayer is not enough, what they mean is they want to confiscate our guns. They just can't say that anymore. Because so many of the Democrat Party's voters have had to buy guns to protect themselves from violent criminals, thanks to Democrat policies. So they can't do that anymore. Because remember, the number one vote, like, you know, new gun buying group for years under Biden was what? Black women are trying to survive. They're trying to survive Democrat policies. They want your guns. That's what they want. And that's what that means. Democrats are using the Minneapolis Catholic school shooting to try to take your guns. It's not going to happen under Trump. Folks, they're banking this for the future. Can you imagine living in a future Democrat-run, crime-infested America without your guns for protection, with a dual justice system that turns out violent criminals again and again, no matter how violent they get, no matter how many kids they rape? And the only people who have guns are the illegal immigrants who brought them over the open border. What would that be like? I know what that would be like. Venezuela. Because that's what happened there, folks. I remind you of this once a week. It's in my head. I should really do it more than once. Most people don't know how this ends. They think Democrats want to take your guns. Yeah, that's only the beginning of the part, the first part of the story. No, no, no. The second part of the story is what happens next. When people were, of course, starving in Venezuela, that was the plan. They always seized means of production, means of food, means of electricity delivery. You could see Venezuela from the sky on the satellites. It's dark. It's like the Dark Ages. Yep, check. Socialism classic. Okay, what happens after they take the guns? For your safety, of course. Because we should do more than thoughts and prayers. And they wait a few years. And then the party, Maduro's party, redistributes the guns to who? Trinidad and Aragua. And the only people who have guns are the criminals by design. The government handed them out to people loyal to the party. They actually call them banditos there. Because you can't give them to the police because if, you know, people disappear in the middle of the night, it's weird. So you got to give them to Trinidad and Aragua. That's who has guns. That's why Maduro, with only a third of the vote, is the president. Because when people were so enraged, they started openly protesting, even with the risk of their lives. They had Trinidad and Aragua on motorcycles drive by and shoot them. It's all over X. But the Democrats have to get there. So they got to get your guns. And folks, I know you're saying, oh, Trump's the president. Understand, this is a long-term project. When they started in on gay marriage around the year 2000, in earnest, it looked like political suicide. It was an 80-20 issue. Go look up how many Republicans support it today. It's actually declining, which is weird. They've had a double-digit decline in the last few years. So they don't give up. Boom, 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 boom. They are looking for a few. They get to guns, you're done. Folks, think about where we are already, okay? Trump family debanked in the middle of the night. Trump censored across every social media platform but his own. His voice taken away. His spokesperson's voice taken away. Mass censorship. Over 10 million posts. 10,000 accounts deleted and wiped away. Even investigative reporter Paul Sperry, my gosh, Adam Schiff, Democrat leader, could just call up the FBI and get Sperry's account taken off Twitter. They get the guns on top of that. We're done. And that's what they're doing right now. They want the guns. They're banking this for the future. The bodies were not even cold yet. Not even cold when you had Jacob Fry, the host in MSNBC, and Jen Circleback Psaki, former spokesperson for Chairman Joe Biden, using the exact phrasing, thoughts and prayers. Hello, Project Mockingbird. How much of my tax dollars did I pay for that? Love to know. Hey, could we find it inside, like Tulsi Gabbard said? Can we shut it off somehow? Folks, trending again and again and again on X, the number, one number, 600,000. People are really, really angry about these visas. And then my friend, Rosemary Jenks, been interviewing her for years, literally almost 20 years, came out with this yesterday. She runs the Immigration Accountability Project. She started doing the numbers. 600,000 Chinese student visas. That's a lot. It's weird because Trump was saying 500,000 like 2 months ago. I noticed that. Now it's six. And Trump was saying 500,000 Chinese student visas. No. To almost 3 months ago. No, no, no. We're going to pull them. And then China said, okay, fine. We'll take away your rare earth minerals and we'll idle your car production lines. They did. Trump went, you know what? I love Chinese students. And China won. Them's the facts. I've gotten a lot of criticism, by the way, for laying that out. You're just justifying this and you think he's playing 4D chess? No, I think he's over a barrel. I think years of America dead last policies have put Trump in a terrible place and China pulled the Trump card. All right, no rare earth minerals for you. Why? Because the $15 billion that Chinese students will spend and it's paid for by the government, it's going to pay back in spades with everything they've stolen and will steal. But I digress. Rosemary Jenks at the Immigration Accountability Project started pulling some numbers. That 600,000 figure seems strange to her. And it seems strange to her because she remembered that in the final year, because they track this, of the Biden administration, there were only 300,000 Chinese students here on visas. What? Yeah, that's it. Only 300,000 students here on Chinese visas in 2024? Yeah, it's right there. Chart of the top 30 countries of citizenship, the largest numbers of foreign visas, according to Sevis Records in the United States calendar year 2024. These come right out of USCIS, which is a federal government agency that tracks and awards said visas. How many total Chinese students were enrolled at every level, every grade, freshman, sophomore, senior, freshman, sophomore, junior, college, PhD, master's, whatever. How many? 2024, Joe Biden, y'all. And this is outrageous. 329,541 total Chinese student visas. That includes several years of visas. It's the total. Now it's 600,000. And it was almost 3 months ago. I asked the White House about this. All the White House would say is we're continuing existing policy. No, you're not. Well, I mean, you are in terms of giving out visas. Yes, but you appear to have doubled the number. That's not America first. That's not winning. That's losing. That's going backward now. That's where we are. That's losing. That's not good. And China, meanwhile, said, okay, if you let our spies in to rob you blind, because that's what they do, it's not their fault. I don't blame them individually. They have no choice. If you've got a loved one in China, you've got friends, family, whatever, they own you. They only send people they own. You don't get to go to an American university and have Chinese government pay the bill unless they have said, you know what? You could get that biology job and steal all the tech. You go. Oh, but I don't want to, said nobody ever. Want a bullet in the back of the head? No. Did your family disappear in the middle of the night? No. All right. And folks, they'll do that. Remember the Uyghurs? Remember the tray we got the satellite photo of the Uyghurs? And the Chinese have them zip tied and they're sending them literally human slaves in the modern era to labor in their factories. Joe Biden thought that was fine. Remember, Anderson Cooper asked him about it. Well, you know, China's had some difficulties. Sometimes they have to do some, you know, unorthodox things like slavery. Mm-hmm. These people are slaves too. We can't take a single one of them. And that's when they're not bringing bioweapons into our country. Don't forget that, folks, when you look at what that would have caused, you know what it reminds me of? Revelation. No, I'm serious. The blight alone would not only wipe out all of our crops, but if you get it in you, not even a lot, like powder. You get it in you, neurological problems. It could render you sterile, and that's if it doesn't kill you. Fantastic. They brought that in, Chinese students. That didn't count the weaponized ringworm because they wanted to make sure, well, we can't just eat meat. They're going to kill the livestock too. Fabulous. That's great. That's fantastic. They're great people, really. We need 600, not 300 of them. This is losing. folks. This is not winning. And look, I am very bullish on Trump. And when he wins, I tell you. But let me tell you what, I do not pull punches. You went in there without anticipating what that they would pull the rare earth minerals card. China pulls it. And now you've doubled the student visas. That's what they did. That's a disaster. That's not winning. Not by a long shot. And now we read about this. This is incredible. This I told you about him yesterday. He is a Chinese PhD. He's a postdoc student in America. So he is on a student visa. He is taking a job from an American because, of course, he is. America last. Chinese researcher's been charged with trying to steal, we got it, we think, medical technology for cancer. Yan Li, 35, came as a research scholar on a student visa at Joe Biden 2 years ago. Who approved the visa? Oh, you're going to love this. It was approved by the Department of Defense, which apparently exists to, I guess, help China in the Biden era. Since, you know, $52 million for the development of COVID at the Wuhan lab, only the known largest biological weapons lab in China, owned by the Chinese People's Liberation Army. What could go wrong? Approved by the State Department and the Department of Defense. Approved. Was there a background check? I see, why bother? They all answer to the Chinese Communist Party. It doesn't matter. I don't even bother a background check. What are you going to find out? He's loyal to the party. Well, of course he is. And option B is, if you live in China, death? I don't know. Mr. Li faces up to 10 years in prison if convicted over charges related to the theft of trade secrets, tampering with a government record. We are so stupid. We are. And you know what? Here's the other thing I'm going to fault Trump on. If you pick a fight with China, which I support, you know me, I want 200% tariffs. I just want to be done with these people. You pick a fight with China, damn it, you double down and you stick to it. None of this, hey, 100% tariff. No, wait, 50. No, wait, 25. No, wait, we'll suspend it and let all the visa students in. No, you crush them. And we were. That's the thing. Remember all the reports early on? The riots. Millions within weeks unemployed. Burning factories. If you're going to try this, you run full at it, buddy, or you don't do it at all. And I said, please, Trump, I know it's hard now, but it's early in your, please, it's early in your term. Please double down, triple down, go 400, go 600%, crush them. We had them in the streets. We had them burning stuff. That was the best chance we had. They'd overthrow the Chinese Communist Party for us. We would have to fire a shot. And Trump backs off and goes taco. And now he's doubling the number of Chinese student visas. Loss, buddy. That's a loss. You need to rethink your strategy. Don't shovel a bunch of crap at us about we have to keep the universities from going broke. Yeah, the bottom tier ones. You know the ones Americans go to make way for the Chinese students who steal us blind? Yeah, they'll go broke. Let them. Look, Mr. Trump, end the tariffs, you lost, walk away, or go ahead and annihilate them. Do it quickly, get through the pain. None of this wishy-washy. We can't do this. Coming up on the show, folks, major cultural win here. Remember Gina Carano, how they destroyed her? She put a tweet out criticizing the Democrat Party. You do not do that. When Twitter was still owned by Jack Dorsey, she was absolutely destroyed. Nobody could save her. She recently settled with Disney. But they could destroy you. The Human Rights Campaign could. We watched so many businesses infiltrated out of fear that Barack Obama's Human Rights Campaign would give them 535 businesses signed on a bad rating. I've told you this before. And then all of the big hedge funds, the Larry Finks, who, by the way, now is leading the World Economic Forum, Vanguard's, all of those would simply stop buying your stock. They dump the stock they had. That drive your stock price down. That drove the terror. It was the stock price. And they faked an entire culture out of that stock terror. And then the American Eagle ad happened. What happened to the stock there? Mark my words, 4 years ago, American Eagle would be done. They'd be under SEC investigation by the Biden administration for some stupid thing. They'd be terrorized. People would be dumping their stock. This brand was called Nazi, 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 Nazi. Everything in the book, white supremacist, for not only featuring a white girl unaccompanied by anybody from a minority group or a minority sexuality group. She said she had good genes. She should be done. And by the way, folks on our side thought she was. Well, such a shame, her acting career's over. Did you see what just happened? Not only did American Eagle stock soar higher than it had been, total loss for Human Rights Campaign and Barack Obama. Did you see who just signed on to American Eagle? After the Nazi, 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 white supremacist, Nazi, no white supremacist, Nazi, 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 Nazi. It's the end, folks. The culture war ended yesterday. We lost. We won. They lost. They're done. They lost. This is the week they lost the culture war, folks. They had to capitulate to us. Folks, it took us a year to take Bud Light back. It took us 2 weeks to take Cracker Barrel back. And it took us a month to take American Eagle back. And they never even dipped. They soared the whole time. I'll explain next. This is huge because you know what? It's not just cultural. It comes down to numbers, black and white, stock numbers. Wait a you here who just signed on with American Eagle. And it's lights out. Inside the DNC, they're having a funeral this morning.